Now, very simple example, gut feelings. I often ask people this question, have you ever had the experience of having a strong gut feeling, not listening to it, and being sorry afterwards?
Absolutely.
Okay, gut feelings are not luxuries. We don't survive without them. They tell us about reality. And how long does any creature survive if they're not in touch with their gut feelings?
Not long at all.
So it's an essential need to be connected to self, auto meaning the self, authenticity. All right, so we have these two needs, to be in touch with ourselves, to be able to express that selfhood and to be able to act on it, and we have the need to attach. What happens to a child where they need to attach, but if they're being themselves, fully expressed, they're not accepted by their parents? Not because the parents don't love them, but simply because they're too traumatized or too stressed or unavailable or just they can't see the child exactly. Now the child's got this dilemma, an unconscious dilemma. I can be myself, but then I won't be accepted. Or I can go for the attachment by suppressing myself.
My authenticity.
Yeah, now that's where we lose in touch with our gut feeling. And then later on, the gut feeling comes along, we don't listen, and then we suffer.